This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. International pressure is building on Israel to hold back in responding to Iran's attacks, but many Israelis are calling on the government to retaliate forcefully. VOA's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Iran's attack, with hundreds of missiles fired simultaneously, was unprecedented. So was the international cooperation to intercept them, with the U.S., Jordan, and Britain working together, say Israeli security officials. As the international community urges restraint, some in Israel say the Jewish state must respond. Israeli media reports say two former chiefs of staff in the war cabinet, Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, wanted to strike back at Iran while the Iranian attack was underway, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no. Other Israeli intelligence analysts say the damage was limited, and Israel can choose not to respond further. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani on Monday at the White House as tensions soared in the Middle East and between Iran and Israel after Tehran's weekend strikes.
The United States is committed to Israel's security. We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home.
Sudani called for restraint as he leads a delegation that is meeting officials across Washington, including President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Iraq is a rare ally of both Washington and Tehran. Iraqi airspace was a main route for Iran's unprecedented drone and ballistic missile attack on Israel. And Iraqi officials say Iran informed them, as well as other countries in the region, ahead of that attack. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for a vote on aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan this week. He has unveiled a plan to contort the package to squeeze it through the House's political divides on foreign policy.